Somebody who's real sure of his own ways and never wants to change. What do you call a person like that?
Hard-headed, bull-headed.
Okay.
That's what I call her.
What do you call somebody that you can't joke with them without their losing their temper? You'd say they're real what?
Well, that's silly. You can't joke with her.
Yeah.
Ain't no jokes.
Yeah.
And Roy said last night, do you and Mary talk? I said, son, you know I can talk.
Yeah.
I said, but she's sitting over there like there ain't nobody here but her. I said, like a stump.
Yeah.
And he said, Mama? Is she in there? I said, she said, Mama. I said, well, Mama, my foot. I said, I ain't going to her back.
Yeah.
I ain't. I do much like my man-in-law, I guess. I live with my mother-in-law too long. She said, if you... said you don't like anybody, tell them to their face, don't go to their back.
Yeah, well, she's probably right about that.
Well, it gets worse, you see, by the time it gets to the person.
Yeah.
It will, it'll get worse.
That's right. If say you're in a building that's burning down, there are a bunch of people in it, you might say, now don't panic, just keep, what?
Keep quiet.
Okay.
Take it easy.
All right. Let's see. If you get sick and somebody begins to lose you, I mean you begin to lose your voice, you say you're beginning to get a little what?
Hoarse.
Okay.
Didn't you hear my voice a while ago?
Yeah.
And
like
I think
that.
It's been in Dr. office alone yesterday.
Oh, was it cold in there or something?
Oh, was it cold? It's like walking in the refrigerator.
Yeah. Or if you start to go like that, you'd say you begin to. Okay. And you might say, I think I'll go to bed. I'm feeling a little bit, what?
Sleepy.
Okay.
I said that last night. She said, I ain't yet. I'm writing a letter.
Uh-huh.
That's what burned me up, and it's 1:30 then.
1:30, my goodness.
20 minutes till 2.
My goodness, that's late.
She writes to that guy 4 or 5 times a week. And she gets a letter from him, then she grabs that stamp. She's about out of stamps. Well, I'm not going to give her any.
Oh, goodness. Where is this guy?
He's in jail.
Oh.
Killed a man that sang her.
Huh.
Killed a guy that sang
her. Oh, that's terrible. Where is he in jail?
Here in Denver.
Huh.
She goes see him every Wednesday.
Huh. That's too bad.
And gets from him 2 to 3 letters a week from him.
Huh.
And that's the reason I feel sorry for the poor girl.
Yeah.
All of her folks ain't here. They all up north somewhere.
Oh.
And my daddy always told me to treat anybody right, no matter color, race, or what. Well, I've got a heart in me too big for my own good. Why don't you come down here and tell me that? She wasn't even getting no pension then or nothing. She's just getting her stamps free.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's dying because she's going to have to pay $27 for $50 worth of stamps.
Oh, yeah.
Well, honey, she gets $208 a month.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And she burns her own cooking.
Yeah.
And then she drove up this morning, you charge me $30 a month for living here.
Oh, well.
I said, well, Mary, you said you would give that. And I said, you offered 40, and I told you no.
Yeah.
I knew it was too hard for her to pay $40 a month, and her not even have no What you paid up there? Well, she paid me the $30, because the welfare doesn't give her 100 and something that month, and her stamps too.
Yeah.
And so she paid me the $30.
Uh-huh.
And last month she called some welfare outfit and they sent me $30.
Huh. Well.
That's what my children said. Said, Mother, it helps you.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it helped me, honey, or not.
Uh-huh.
Seemed like it's making my nerves worse.
Kind of mixed.
I hate to say it.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid people talk about it.